Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information relating to the radio art. This net is a training net and an informal net, but it is also a directed net. So if you check in, please wait for net control to recognize you and direct the conversations back and forth. So bear that in mind. Announcements. The announcements I have for this evening are the monthly Cub meeting coming up on December 9th at 7:15. Excuse me. It's a in-person and simulcast WebEx, so you can join us either online or at the building. Either is fine. I've also got the club Christmas party, December 11th, starting at about 5, but going till everyone's tired of it. There is a sign-up on the reflector, the groups.io, for who's going to bring what, and give people an idea of how long or how many people are going to be there. And I have a test session coming up December 18th, 2021. I'm not sure where it is, but that's typically done with K4TER as the point of contact, so if you email her, and there are details on the website. Does anybody else have any announcements that I may have missed? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any further announcements, I'll go ahead and take a round of check-ins, and that'll kind of set me up for the topic of the evening. If anybody has a topic, let me call for a topic first. Does anybody have a topic that they would like to discuss? Any burning questions or anything like that, please call now.
N7IVV.
N7IVV, go ahead. What's your topic?
Sorry, I was having technical difficulties with my radio. Got a couple other announcements I want to throw out there.
Oh, sounds good. Go ahead.
Just a reminder that elections are coming up at this club meeting. Elections are coming up for all offices on the board. I was going to say, if anybody is at all interested in competing, shall we say, or stepping forward and volunteering, all of the positions are up for re-election. Or election the first time around. So if anybody would like to help out, by all means, throw your name in a hat to send it to Kevin, KX4KU, and he can make arrangements for that. Otherwise, we do have, everybody on the board is running again. I keep that in mind. But anyway, election will be this Thursday. Also, dues are due by the end of the year. And you can do that online. There's a spot there. You can either pay with a credit card or just go to PayPal. And we'd appreciate it if you could do that. That's all. Thanks, N7IVV.
Fair enough. Sounds good. Election's important. Very important, I suppose. My net logger has gone ballistic on me and is doing all kinds of odd stuff. So if anybody's watching that, please pay no attention to how it's sorting things. Let's go ahead and take a round of check-ins. Please, if you'd like to join us for the net, please call now.
AK4GG, in and out.
No comment this evening. Just...
KX4KU. AK4GG, in and out.
K3FR.
KN4SPL.
Okay, we'll hold up just a second while I get this thing sorted out. I've got N7IVV, AK4GG, in and out. Thank you for joining us. There was a a pilot with, I believe it was KM4OZH in and out. And then I got KX4KU Kevin, K3FR, and KN4SPL. If I have not called your call sign or recognized you, give me a shout. Otherwise, let's continue with checking.
KF4TK doubled with KM4OZH, sorry.
Okay, no worries. Got KF4TEK on there. The subject I had for the night was, for lacking in a better term, emergency communication. We live in an area where most of the time you could pick up the cell phone and dial 911, and usually you have cell coverage. But what if you're in an area that does not have cell coverage and you go to call for help? My question, it's more for my edification than anything, is if you go to the repeater or any of the ham radio frequencies, what is it that you say to everybody, and what would be the responses? Or on the other side of that, if you're going to respond to somebody who you hear is having an emergency, how typically would that work on the repeater? How would you call for help, and how would you respond to somebody who is calling for help? You know, what are the best ways to either do you find out who they are, where they are, and make the 911 call for them, or direct them to a certain place? You know, what is the way to call for help on ham radio frequencies? And if anybody has any stories on how to do that or how it goes, let me know. And we'll kick it off, and also with whatever you're doing in ham radio this week. So we'll start it off with our illustrious president at 7IVV. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Sophia. Thanks for picking up the net. I guess I must have missed the note or didn't look at the calendar. I was just about to key up, and there you were. I appreciate that. One more announcement I forgot to mention here. I sent an email out earlier. It's a little bit of bad news. Well, sad news. It's not bad news. But KN4LIX, Dennis, passed away last week. I guess he had, the rumor is pancreatic cancer. But I've noticed he's been conspicuous by his absence on the repeater here the last few months, and I didn't know why. But just found out that he passed away. They're having a celebration of life at his home, his wife's home, this coming Sunday from 1 to 5, 1 to 3, 1 to 3, I think. And they're doing a 21-gun salute at 2 o'clock, so if any of you are available. A lot of you probably know he was prior military, so we might want to go down and pay our respects to him for him that day. Golly, other than that, I can't remember what I've been doing this week. I actually ended up having to do some work, and I've had to sit for a long time remembering how to do my job, my paying job. I did get my vertical connected back up again. Coax is still not permanently set, but anyway, everything's connected, so I've been able to ensure 30 and 40 meters plus the other work bands, and it's been interesting to see how the bands have been up and down and be able to work clutch stations again, so it's always fun. I guess that's all. Back to you, and 7IVV.
Fine business. I had made a calendar adjustment and had sent you an email, and I was sitting there thinking, oh man, you know, I should probably follow up with him. Didn't even occur to me. I'm getting ready to do the calendar for December's Nets. So as another plug, we are still looking for net controllers. Anybody who could pick up a net once or twice in the month. I'm really particularly looking for a December net controller. Actually, let me grab the exact date of the one I didn't have coverage for. December 26th. Actually, N7IVV, that's a good question. Are we going to have a net right following, like during the Christmas Eve or Christmas after Eve, or are we going to take a break from it? N7IVV, KS1BPY.
Well, that's always a good question. I think it was last year I queried and recommended that we not have the net on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I actually got a lot of pushback, and they said, yeah, we have to have the net. So we'll go ahead and have the net. I mean, unless we can't find anybody to run it. then we'll go ahead and plan to do it. We may only get 3 or 4 people in, but what the heck.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. So, in that case, I just need somebody, anybody, for the December 19th net, the Sunday net, or the December 26th net. Sounds like the 26th net will be super informal and probably on a pickup, but if anybody can pick up a net within the month of December, please email FarahNet or get in touch with me, KS1PPY, on the groups.io, or send me an email. Let's move down. AK4GG was in and out. We'll go with KX4KU. What you been doing, or any input on the emergency communications front?
KS1PPY, KX4KU. As for the emergency help, well, it would depend on the emergency. If, you know, if I needed a tow truck, I wouldn't call emergency. I would just say, hey, is there anybody out there who can call AAA or whoever for me and get me a tow truck? Or, you know, I have a flat tire, you know, versus it's a totally different story if, you know, you have a compound fracture of your leg. So it would depend on the type of emergency. And if you, nowadays, most people can probably have access to their GPS locator, and if they can't get to their, if the cell phone tower is down, the GPS should still work, or, you know, just general idea where you're at. But that only a life of death emergency would I make, you know, an emergency call like that. But if I'm just having car troubles, or I've heard people on the repeaters get lost and just ask, hey, how do I get to point B? I'm somewhere I don't know. Here's the road I'm on. Does anybody know? But that's all. That's my personal opinion. But, you know, if you just have, like I said, a flat tire or an 8-toe or something like that, certainly wouldn't make it a 911 emergency or call Mayday or anything like that. So, other than that, I just did CWT today, and that would have made my, I believe, my 85th this year. So, I've qualified for a silver medal. Yeah. I'll turn it back over to you guys. KS1PPY, KX4KU, back to that.
Fun business. Congratulations. Sounds good. Yeah, I guess my question more kind of forms along of disaster kinds of things. Like if I rolled up onto an accident in an area in the county that doesn't have any sort of cell signal, if I did decide that I could reach out with the repeater, you know, what would I do to get people to, is it just saying that, or, you know, is Mayday, Mayday, Mayday kind of a thing that people do? I mean, it's just a generalized question, or, you know, I do understand your point. If it's just I'm lost in the woods, then yeah, it doesn't require any kind of a Mayday call or anything like that. But more on the lines of true emergencies where I couldn't get to a cell phone, or the cell phone wasn't working in the area I was at. But fair enough. Let's see, KM4OZH was in and out. Thanks, Gil. Good to hear from you. And let's go to K3FR. This is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
KS1PPY, K3FR. Thank you. And thank you for taking the Nothing Pacific, recognizing your June VHF contest plaque there. Low power rookie for this year. Not doing an awful lot, horsing around a couple of terabytes of data. Finally got a couple of new disks into my new computer that needed to move some stuff around. Well, that's about it. As far as urgency, the best thing is to take as much of the information as possible, make the call for them, let them pay attention to the immediate emergency that they may have, and try to contact the local safety or emergency operations or emergency facilities or the police in the area. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, I have a similar situation with adding hard drives and video cards. Started researching Bitcoin mining while I was playing around with my my cards in the server machine. I have an idea for adding more hard drives, and I know it's going to be a headache and a half. KN4SPL, go ahead.
KS1PPY from KN4SPL on the net. Good evening, Sippy, and all on the net. Sippy, thanks for running the net. I'll just say I'll ditto K3FR comment on the emergency procedures. And let's see. Hopefully this weekend, activity-wise, I'll be able to actually start to work on my six-band trap vertical antenna. I got add-ons. It's funny. I bought these add-ons around this time last year, and for 60 meters, 17 meters, and 12 meters, but it took until about 2 months ago for me to receive the 17-meter add-on. But I got that 20-meter dipole up, so that's going to suffice me for a while, so hopefully I can get the vertical down and get these add-ons on, because to be honest with you, at least for me, well, I say it's a dipole, it's really a inverted V, and it's not doing me too well. The vertical has been doing me a heck of a lot better, so hopefully I can get that up, tuned up, and back on the air soon. So that's going to be my activities up late. Besides that, that's all I got. KN4SPL, back to net.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, 17 has been kind of an active band for me over the last like day or so. So good for you. I'm getting on there and getting on with that band up and going. I'll have to see if I can find you on there. let's see. KF4, TEK, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing okay, more or less. Set up a receiver this morning to see if I could catch the SSTV from the ISS. And didn't do a real good job. And I was hoping to catch the next pass, but I just looked at the email and saw that they're not expected to be transmitting during the pass. That happens in like 20 or 30 minutes, so that's a bummer. I'll try again tomorrow if I can break free. But that's about all the operating commentary I have. Saw the pictures that Travis and Bruce posted to the Reflector, so fine work there. I'm still continually impressed by the pictures that Travis pulls out of the air with his HT and his phone. That just blows my mind, so that's awesome. Keep it up, guys, and great inspiration to all. That's about all I got, so 73 and back to net, KF4TEK.
Yeah, sounds good. I still have yet to attempt any of those. At some point I'll have to. I am impressed by his pictures on the groups.io. I just haven't even thought about trying to do it myself just yet. So project for another day when I'm less busy. So this net might be kind of short and sweet. That's the end of the list of those that have checked in and out that I know of. If I forgot anybody or anybody else would like to join, please call now.
HTV. I didn't check in originally, so I thought I'd check in here late.
HTV.
W7RAV.
W8BT.
Okay, I spoke too soon. There are more people out there. Let's see, we got K1HTV. Thanks for joining us. WB7RAV and W8BT. There was another check-in that kind of got doubled in there, and I missed the the call sign, Double Booth Ridge. What was the other station, if I haven't called you already?
KD4SV, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Victor.
Ah, very good. KD4SV. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We'll jump back up to the top here. K1HTV, Rich, go ahead. The topic was emergency communications. How would they call, or should they call across the repeater, and how would you respond? What would be the response if you had an emergency and needed to use the repeater or hand bands to get people's attention? And how would you respond to somebody in trouble? Or just what you been doing this week? K1HTV, go ahead.
KS1TPY, K1HTV. Well, the past 24 hours have not been too good. I had 102 fever yesterday. Eventually dropped down to 101, then 100, and finally back to normal today. Not quite back to 100%, but had a bug. No sore throat. Thought of maybe facing COVID, like I think I believe you're facing that bug. But doing okay today. Just a little wiped out. As far as the emergency, boy, before we had cell phones, that's all we had. You know, I had repeaters and, well, I had phone patches, I guess, way back when. And they'd connect, if you had a problem, you'd call on the repeater and somebody would connect the phone patch and you'd talk via ham radio to the phone, to the party you're trying to reach or police or whatever. Of course, with the advent of cell phones in the past, over the past 50 years, the auto patches went away, and now most people use cell phone. But of course, as you say, there are parts of the country which do not have cell phone service, and there is ham radio service, especially like west of here as you head out 211. Yes, just make a call, just try to attract anybody's attention. If it's Mayday or SOS or help or whatever, just try to grab some people's attention. There are a lot of people listening, as you know, and they never transmit. I know there are a lot of people that monitor, but I think if you made it urgent enough or you sounded that they had a real problem, they'd come out of the woodwork and make the necessary phone calls. As far as activity, got on this evening on 40 and worked 9V1 YC in Singapore on 40 meters via the long path. That was very interesting. I heard a couple of Chinese stations on 40, also long path. Is that a path that opens up to Australia in the late afternoon on 40, and also to Japan and the Far East, also as the evening, just about a little bit after sunset on 40. I'll be surprised to see that that path open for a very short time over the Gray Line path. Other than that, last week was kind of busy. My sister came down. Kitty Hawk came up from Kitty Hawk. A nice Thanksgiving over Andy's place with the family. A lot of hams in that in our family, with Andy, his wife, my granddaughter, my daughter, myself, Andy's brother-in-law, of course, Amy, all hams, and a lot of good ham talk and a lot of good ham food, and had a good time at Thanksgiving. Anyway, that's about it from here. We'll hopefully feel a little bit better as the day goes by. I wonder how you're feeling, Sippy. KS1PPY, K1HTV.
I'm sorry to hear you were having illness. That's no fun at all. Yeah, I've been struggling with this latest COVID bout. I haven't had any fevers, but super achy, super weak, coughing fits a lot. Luckily, I'm able to work from home, so I've been kept kind of busy and not too bad. But I don't know. I might be getting worse. I just haven't had a fever as of yet, but my chest hurts and lots of pain. So it gets much worse. I'm going to take actual sick days and maybe go to the hospital. I'm not sure. WB7RAV, go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Not doing too bad. Have not been getting out on the nets last few days. Been busy doing other things. Other requirements that people have been laying on me, but I plan on getting back to listening and monitoring the HF bands hopefully this weekend. As far as your comment about emergency communications, I've been the one having to make years ago, having to make a phone call because of a traffic accident out on the road somewhere before cell phones, calling it in, and being on the, like Rich said, being the, monitoring the repeater and putting out the answer to the cry for help. So it's been both ways. And that's what Rich said was it's correct, yes. You know, try to get people's attention and ask for what they want to be done, and then try to do it, and be patient with them. So, other than that, not much else going on. WD7REV, back to Nat.
Well, sounds good. I got lots of experience. That's one of the reasons I love these nets. You guys have all the experience from the old times, and can be taken forward for things. That's awesome. W8BT, go ahead.
Good evening, Cindy and all on the net. This is W8BT. I will kind of, I guess, echo what Rich and Randy said there. But to add to that, if there's an ongoing conversation on the repeater, I would use the term, use break, if you want to get in between two transmissions of an ongoing conversation. I think I got that from the Bluemont traffic net. That's what they say to do if you have an emergency. Just say break, and that hopefully will get people's attention. If not, whatever other terms you can come up with would probably work. But anyway, not doing too much here on the radio here recently. But I remembered about 3 minutes before the ISS passed today that. I guess actually Bruce's email popped up, and I said, oh, yeah, let me run out there in the yard. I didn't have anything else hooked up, so I just ran out in the yard with the HT. And then I think my dad actually was using the electric leaf blower that may have caused a little bit more of my interference at the end there. I'm not sure, but I didn't even know which direction it was going. And so I was kind of moving around a little bit, too, so I had a little bit more static than Bruce, but still not bad for the audio coupling with Robrot 36 and myself on my cell phone and the Bofang HT at 145.8. But anyway, that's about it. W8BT, back to net.
Hey, that's still amazing for a handheld and a cell phone. Pictures still come out great, and that reminds me, I need to do leaves in the yard before they finish doing leaf collection this year. Although I've done it rather late. None of the trees have dropped all their leaves in my area, but that's a whole other subject. KD4SV, go ahead.
KD4SV, and hopefully I'm getting into the repeater. Just using a handheld here. Anyway, in regard to emergency, when you want to make contact with somebody to help you, I'm just thinking of what I do in my airplane. I have a radio, of course, and go to 121.5 and see. And ATC will be able to pinpoint your location and send help. And you can do it from the ground, too. Ships carry what they call an EPIRB, which is another emergency radio beacon. And they can also contact the Inmarsat satellites going over. And so there are a lot of ways of getting help, you know, besides just using a repeater, what I'm trying to say. And it'll be Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and my Wyndham antenna going, which has been up for quite a while, quite a long time now, in spite of the winds. I'll turn it back to net control. KN4SBL.
Hey, kind of cracking a little bit there at the end, but I got the back to net part. I thought you handed it back to Bob, KN4SBL, but no worries. that's interesting, the other kinds of things. Got a little bit of time. I'll go for any more rechecks or anybody else who wants to join us, and then we'll call it a night. Please call now.
This is N1, BGD Mobile.
K3FR recheck.
Well, sounds good. N1, BGD Mobile, we'll go ahead and pass it to you, and then if you could, pass it to K3FR, and I'll be right back. N1, BGD Mobile.
Yeah, sounds good. Good evening, everybody. Literally turned the radio on at 8:28. Only heard a little bit of the net tonight. Glad everybody's still out there. Heard a little bit about emergency communications. When I was younger, I used to have a repeater with a Cat 2000 controller and an auto patch. And cell phones weren't as prevalent as they are today. And we could make phone calls over the repeater. It was a great time, and it was a handy tool in emergencies. And I also have HF equipment in my car, or in my Jeep, I should say. And I've always been a strong proponent of using HF for emergencies, because if I'm someplace where I can't reach a repeater, if I get on 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters, somebody somewhere can hear me, and they can still dial 911 for me. And, you know, it's always another tool to keep in the toolkit, as it were. Didn't get a chance to check out the ISS stuff today. Sorry I missed that. Oh, and there goes the phone. My son's calling. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Next in the Queue. Sorry I missed the call sign on that. This is November 1, Bravo Echo Delta. Back to the group.
Okay, thank you. M1BD, K3FR. According to my understanding, the internationally recognized calls for actual distress, as is life and limb and major property, is the Mayday call. For non-life-threatening situations, it would be PAN, P-A-N, which derives from French pas, the word for basically urgency and PAN, and then just urgency, for non-injury type of situations. But the break works pretty good too. Cash 1 PPY, K3FR.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Write that one down. Good to know, in case you hear it, somebody using it out there. All right, well, this has been KS1 PPY for the Farah Wednesday Night Technical Services Net. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up if I can find my script here. Thank you, everybody, for joining. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on Farah, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by for tones. And this has been KS1 PPY, closing the Farah Net and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you, everyone, and good evening.